The West Virginia Book Company commissioned a new children's book from West Virginia's poet laureate and author, Mark Harshman. The book, entitled Mountain Christmas, was published last month and is now in stores across the state. It's about sleigh bells heard by all sorts of people and creatures in iconic scenes found throughout the Mountain State.
High on the mountain, the first snowflake falls. A white hare shivers. Her nose twitches. Her long ears stiffen.
What is that?
She hears. Could it be sleigh bells? In the broad, wooded valley within a frosty fog, a hoot owl repeats, who, who, who. A man shovels snow. He catches his breath, raises his head. What can that be? Suddenly, he remembers the ringing of sleigh bells.
Mark Harshman is reading the first few stanzas of his newly published children's book, Mountain Christmas. Harshman says the owner of the West Virginia Book Company, Bill Clements, approached him a couple years ago about writing the book.
It's a book about Santa Claus coming to West Virginia, and as an author wanting to make a West Virginia-friendly book, I was intentional about including a diverse range of places here in West Virginia, such as the state capitol, the Green Bank Observatory, the Wheeling Suspension Bridge, Blackwater Falls, and so on.
At the observatory, the crew is small on Christmas Eve. The astronomer checks her instruments and finds a blip on her screen, then another and another. 8 plus 1? She cracks her window. What does she hear? Impossible. But even a scientist knows the sound of sleigh bells.
Stanzas feature other people as well, like a coal miner, a barge captain on the river, a soldier, and, of course, children.
I wanted to capture that sense of joy and anticipation, that longing, even a certain poignancy, which might not appeal to it, might not be recognizable by a child, but will be instantly and hopefully appealing to an adult reader.
Harshman says the process of creating the book was unique. He worked closely with editor Bill Clements and was able to choose and work with a friend and local illustrator, Cece Rose.
It was a first for me. It was a real project.
Rose is a Wheeling artist and a teacher.
He really provided with his stanzas the visual pictures for me. And Bill was all about the magic. He kept telling me, just make it magical. So that wasn't hard, really, because I had a lot of input from my students who were all very young.
The 17 illustrations are bright and vivid acrylic paintings. In life, they're about 11 inches by 14 inches, which is pretty close to the actual dimensions of the hardback book, which stands 11 inches tall and 8.5 inches wide. Rose says it took about 7 months to illustrate the entire book.
Santa was the biggest challenge because I didn't want him to look too comical or too cartoonish. So I referred to a lot of classical children's books and how I remembered Santa, and he came out sort of Nordic looking, don't know why, but anyway. I was pleased with that, and I loved the idea of the sleigh bells. So throughout every illustration, the sleigh bells are appearing somewhere in the picture, even if Santa doesn't.
Perhaps one other notable feature was publisher Bill Clements' decision to use a special font called Open Dyslexic. The new open-source font has letters that are weighted at the bottom and spaced a little more widely to make reading a little easier for folks with dyslexia.
Robbie sits by a sparkling tree, waiting for more than presents. And a sleepy traveler is back on the road. The snow is so thick he can hardly see, but suddenly there are those bells again and something flying through the sky. He follows and, his window down, listens for those bells. Robbie hears them too, and then hears a car, hears the horn honk. He dashes outdoors and sees Santa disappearing into the high, white sky, just as his father's car slides to a stop in the drive. Papa, Robbie shouts and runs to his father's arms. Christmas has come now and never to be forgotten. And fading into the night, we all hear what sounds just like sleigh bells.
The book is called Mountain Christmas. You can find out more about it and where to find it online at wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.